أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المجرمين في عذاب جهنم خالدون لا يفتر عنهم وهم فيه مبلسون. وما ظلمناهم ولكن كانوا هم الظالمين. ونادوا يا مالك ليقض علينا ربك قال إنكم ماكثون. لقد جئناكم بالحق ولكن أكثركم للحق كارهون. أم أبرموا أمرا فإنا مبرمون. أم يحسبون أنا لا نسمع سرهم ونجواهم بلى ورسلنا لديهم يكتبون. قل إن كان للرحمن ولد فأنا أول العابدين. سبحان رب السماوات والأرض رب العرش عما يصفون. فذرهم يخوضوا ويلعبوا حتى يلاقوا يومهم الذي يوعدون. وهو الذي في السماء إله وفي الأرض إله وهو الحكيم العليم. وتبارك الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وعنده علم الساعة وإليه ترجعون. Indeed, the disobedient will be in the punishment of Jahannam forever, and the punishment will never be lightened for them, and they will live therein in despair. And we have not been unjust towards them, but they had wronged themselves, and they will go on crying to the keeper of Jahannam, O Malik, would that our Rabb put an end to us? And Malik will reply to them, keeper of Jahannam, that you are to remain here, and we have brought you the truth, but most of you detested and disliked the truth. Do they arrange the matters and the affairs of the universe? And it is we who arrange all the affairs, and it is our decision that must prevail. أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ. Do they think that we do not know their secrets and their private counsels? Definitely, our malaika, our angels, they are with them recording. Say, if Allah Ta'ala, the Most Gracious, had a son, then I would have been the first to worship him. Subhana Rabbi Samawati wal Awd. Glory to Allah, the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, the Rabb of the Arsh throne, against the things that they attribute towards him. So leave them to engage in their vanities, and leave them to entertain themselves until they meet the day that they are being promised about. It is He, it is the Allah in the heavens and the earth, and it is He that is all-knowing and all-wise, and blessed is He, لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and all that is in between them. And with him alone is the knowledge of Qiyamah, and to him will you people be brought back. And those gods and false deities that they invoke besides Allah Ta'ala don't have the ability to intercede, except one who witnesses the truth, and they know about this. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ. And if you were to ask them who created them, then they would say, surely it is Allah Ta'ala. Then how are they being turned away? And your Rabb also knows about the dua of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is forced to say, my Rabb, these are people that will not believe. In spite of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the rahmatul lil alameen, caring and being closer to people than them, their own selves. But yet at the end, when these people will not just accept, and he is forced to say this, my Rabb, these are the people who will not believe. So Allah Ta'ala says, turn away from them and say peace. Soon will they realize the outcome of this affair. Salam is made in several occasions. One is a greeting, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is when you want to end up a dispute. There is a quarrel, there is an argument that is going on, and someone wants to end it up, put an end to it, terminate the whole thing. So he does so in a dignified and a respectable manner, saying salams, and I don't wish to continue with this debate and this discussion. But he ends up the entire discussion in a respectable and a dignified manner, salams, that I have nothing to do with this dispute and this quarrel. The next surah is Surah Dukhan. The one that recites Surah Dukhan on a Friday night, then he gets up the following morning with all his sins forgiven. And the one that recites this on Fridays, then Allah Ta'ala will build and prepare a mansion for him in Jannah. Hameem, by the clear book, we have sent it down in a blessed night. Indeed, we always do warn against our punishment. On this night, every matter of wisdom is decided as a command from our presence, and we are the ones that always send down wahi and revelation as a mercy from your Rabb, and He is all-hearing and all-knowing, the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and all that is in between them both. If you people do have some faith, there is no God but He gives life and He takes away life, and He is your Rabb and the Rabb of your fathers of old. But these people remain amusing themselves in doubts. The blessed night, we have sent this down in a blessed night, that is the Quran. And every divine scripture was sent in the month of Ramadan. The scriptures of Ibrahim alayhi salam was in the first of Ramadan. The Torah was also sent down in this Mubarak month, that is the 6th of Ramadan. Then the Zabur of Dawud al-Islam was sent around the 12th of Ramadan. And the Bible, the Injil sent to Isa al-Islam was sent around the 18th. And the Quran was sent around the last 10 nights, 25th night of Ramadan. So this night obviously is a Mubarak night, a night where the command of Allah Ta'ala comes and reaches mankind. So the Quran was sent from the lower Mahfuz, sacred tablet, to the low sky, to the lowest heaven on this Mubarak night. And from here, the Quran had come down to earth in a period of over 23 years. So one was the revelation from the lower Mahfuz to the lowest heaven, and then is another revelation that came thereafter from the lowest heaven to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of 23 years. In this night, every matter of wisdom is decided. All the affairs of the year, Allah Ta'ala decides in this night. And perhaps this will mean one is the Mubarak night, that is the Laylatul Qadr, and all these matters are decided on this Mubarak night. And then whatever has been decided, then the respective malaika are given these instructions on this night, that is the night of Barat, the 15th night of Shaban. So one is the records are prepared on the Shab-e Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, and these records are then handed over to the malaika, and this records being handed over to the malaika, that what are going to be the events for the year, how many deaths are there going to be, how many births are there going to be, what type of prosperity people will enjoy, and what type of failures they will go through. So all these matters are recorded and then passed on to the malaika on the night of the 15th of Shaban, Laylatul Bara.